gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Biting at his hand.
Get away from me, boys. You bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bop, 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 bop.
Oh, yeah.
Ten. Big finish. It's time to talk fishing with Jeff Sundin, our early bird fishing guide. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I thought I heard the double duosonic doubler on that.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I don't know if I should let the world hear his singing voice, but I did there for a second.
A lot of people like my singing voice.
Actually, we do know someone who has something John sang on the air as their ringtone, so... We may offer that as a...
Take that, Jeff Sundin.
Thank you.
Nice. Gift. Nice.
So it looks like some of the notes here, looks like fishing season's over.
I wouldn't call it over, but I would say that it's definitely taken a turn in the direction of winding down. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was holding everything together there for a while. The weather was nice, and the fish kept on biting, and I think there was quite a bit of traffic locally that you wouldn't have normally seen at this time of the season, but they were still heading out there. And then about, last Wednesday, Thursday, someplace in that neck of the woods, there was one particular day where it was just like totally unfishable. The wind was blowing like 30 miles an hour, and it was cold and coming up out of the, I mean, like it was coming right out of the middle of the lake and just blowing right at everybody. And then after that settled down, all of that glorious hot fishing action that was going on Winnie just stopped. It was over. People were out there and kind of scratching their heads, all going back to the places where they were used to catching fish like crazy. And it was sort of like, where did they go? What did they do? And then I started to get a few texts and emails and things like that. People wanted to know if I had noticed the same thing. And so the speculation, the first thing that people talk about now is the turnover, you know, the quote-unquote turnover, which is kind of a slippery thing to figure out because turnover happens. The real thing, it doesn't even happen until most of us have got everything put away for the winter time in order for like a big lake that's got deep water in it, and you have to have a surface water temperature of like 42 degrees before you'll get the true turnover where lakes that do stratify, you finally break that barrier down in water depths of 24, 22, 25 feet, depending on which lake it is. And then that's the actual, once that's happened, that's guaranteed turnover and everything in the entire area you can assume has done that. But in the meantime, lots of our lakes, like Winnie is a good example, or a large portion of Leech Lake, some of the lakes that have got maximum water depth of, to say, 20, 25 feet, and lots of shallow area, lots of areas where the water depths are 10, 12 feet, and those are where the weed beds are and the better fish structure and so on and so forth. Areas like that, the only thing that you have to get to have one of these sort of smaller events, a mini turnover, if you want to call it that, as long as the surface water gets cooler than the water below that, you can mix that up and you can, quote-unquote, turn it over. And so now the fish don't respond to that by saying, ooh, I'm cold and I'm going to go hide. all they really do is realize that now for a certain amount of time, the oxygen is the same from the top of the water column all the way down to the bottom. They can go where they feel like going. The weeds are kind of dying out, so there's no real reason to stay there. And the bait fish scatter, the fish scatter. So we start thinking about it right away. Well, the fish stopped biting. And actually, they did not. They continue to bite, but they're just all spread out. So go into that nice little rock pile or that easy weed bed where all you had to do was just kind of cruise along the edge and throw your lure in the water and the fish bit. It still works, except now instead of being 500 fish in that spot, there might be 15 or 20. So you work that and work it and work it and pick up one or two. And the way I like to think of it is you just have to adjust your expectations for how much effort you're going to put into it in order to catch kind of a maybe a tenth or maybe a 20th the amount of fish that you were used to catching. You can still get some, but now this takes the people who really, really love fishing and want to go out and explore and pick the lake apart to get a few fish versus the people that were just doing it because it was easy and the fish were biting.
So, Jeff, one thing positive is the full moon. A lot of good moon action out there.
You know, it always is the moon, and here we are. You know, we've got the full moon now, and not only do you have the effects that it has on the wildlife and the fish and so on and so forth, but it seems like it always ushers in whatever the weather has been. It always seems to bring the new weather, the kind of a different pattern. The full moon just seems to be the catalyst for things. However they were to start with, you can count on some part of it being different, and it's not always predictable. The fish don't always bite better just because it's a full moon. But if the weather and the conditions all were kind of equal at, you know, all 12 months of the year, then that full moon period would be the time to look forward to in terms of either catching bigger fish at times or catching bigger fish at other times. It's just a popular thing to do. And one of the things that I noticed, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and this has gone under my radar a long time apparently and didn't even realize it, but he was all excited yesterday because for the first time now in 10 years he was going to be able to go on the full moon and fish Mille Lacs during the dark. And I had known that they had closures about fishing at night in the past, but what I didn't realize is that this year for the first time, if you want to get in the boat and go out after dark and fish until midnight and take a good, honest crack at catching one of those big, fat, you know, Mille Lacs has still got some nice fish in it. And somebody that's looking for a picture of something, you know, 25 inches and up, that's a good, awfully good place to do it. And these guys that, they don't mind it if it's cold outside, and they don't mind it if it's windy, because all they want to do is catch one of those big fish and take a picture of it. They have no interest in bringing it home and making dinner out of it or anything like that. It's strictly the pursuit of, you know, what's the biggest fish that I can catch. And so if that's something that trips your trigger a little bit, it might not be too bad of an idea. The weather's a little chillier now, but it's still not that bad how it could be.
Now, Jeff, we missed out on that little saying. You said, jerk your what?
Turns your...
Trips your trigger?
Trips your trigger. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
So, Jeff, my brother and I golfed last weekend. It was a beautiful day, and we were saying, you know, I really don't mind that there's a break in golfing, but I don't want a six-month break, and I know that's not with fishing, but do you welcome a break in fishing?
There will be a time that I do. But first, I go through this period of thinking, oh, my, it's slipping through my fingers. Like, I get my last guide trip over the past weekend, and then the hippie chick and I went fishing on Sunday for a while and had a really nice time. It was a beautiful day, and that was kind of like putting the exclamation mark on the end of the season. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's necessary. I could make an adjustment. I can be done for the year. And then Tuesday comes along, and the weather forecast is Tuesday. This is it. This is the last nice day for a while, and then it's going to get cold. What do? I cave. I go get the boat, buy some bait, run to the lake, and start checking out places to go ice fishing, because there's a certain little adjustment period here where I just can't quite totally let go of the fishing season. I have to keep my fingers in it a little bit. So that's what I did on Tuesday. That's why I put that picture of the map up on the Season Watch page.
Well, we'll have to check it out. So you go through the same kind of process every year, would you say?
I would say this is pretty normal for me. I start to regret being at the end of the season, and I want to get like just a couple of more days out there. And then finally the weather gets miserable enough so that even I say, okay, I'm not going to go do that. If it's from here on out, if it's rainy or windy or whatever, it's one thing to tough that stuff out, you know, when there's a, I guess, let's say a purpose for it, when it's a work day or whatever. But if it's that compared to doing some other little thing that you can do in the fall, and they're all equally fun, then I'll let myself be a little bit more comfortable. And that's sort of how the season winds away on me. And then eventually I'll start to see ice around the edges, and then I'm really done. So, yeah.
I didn't mean to bring you down this morning, but that is the definition of passion right there.
Huh. I never really thought of it that way, but it depends on who you talk to. That could be considered a virtue, or it could be considered a definite character flaw. So, yeah, anyway, so I spent my day Tuesday checking out a little bitty bay. It was kind of a big lake, but I broke it apart and I checked out just the bay. And why I think this is important, I put the image up on there. You can find a story about it on the website. But this time of the year now, when you get one of these little afternoons, you don't have to have all day long to go out there and scope. You don't have to have a big expedition to try and catch all the fish you can catch. But it really speeds up how fast you can research a body of water. And whether it's a little lake, take your pick. You know, if you want to take a lake that's so small that you can do the whole thing in a day, or if you want to pull apart one small bay from a bigger lake, the things that I'm looking for, if I can have anything, I would want one deep hole kind of in the middle of the lake, and I would really like it if it was shallower than 30 feet. And then I like a generous amount of wheat growth and shallow water around the edges. And then I love it if there's some flats or some tapering points that lead down into the deep water. And that's exactly what I was able to come up with. And now that the water is getting cooler, we had talked for the past couple of weeks how the panfish have been just kind of lingering up in the weeds. Well, about towards the end of the week last week, as things started to get cooler, there was smaller numbers of panfish starting to move out into the deep water, and they're doing a little bit more every day. So now the sunfish and the crappies both are out into that deeper water. And that article that I referred to kind of gives you an idea of where to look and, you know, a little bit of a process of how to get started with it. So that might be something to think about now and then watch for the next nice day coming up and go do that before it's too late.
That's Jeff Sundin, our Little Bird Fishing Guide. You can read that report or check out our Season Watch page. It's jeffsundin.com. Jeff, have a great week. We'll check in next Thursday.
Sounds good. See ya.
See ya.